father was born in the railway cottages, which are at the bottom of St Stephen's Hill, approximately where the Roman monument is, you know, there, along that piece there. And he was brought up there. He attended St Stephen's School. And what was amazing about his education was that he started off at 5 and he went to 14. And as I understood it, they was taught in the same classroom with all ages. And he left school and he still had a very good education. He could read, write, very good at maths, very sharp. Then when he left school, he went to and worked down the kennels, Nunnery Kennels, with a man I believe was his employer called Fenny, or Fenny's. I'm sure he used to say Fenny. He worked there for a few years, and there's pictures I've got of him with his favourite little fox cub, or favourite little terrier and fox cubs. He wasn't a cruel man, my father. He would never see anything suffer. And then he left there and he went to Adams, who had horses in carts, and he used to be a carter. From there, he left and he went to work at the St Albans Gas Company, which I've still got some documents of his. And he worked there till he actually died there in the early 60s. He worked on all the retorts in the gasworks. I was taken down there. He would road, because we used to go to gasworks parties once a year at Christmas, and it all had its own smell. But this plant, the original plant on Ewood Road, it had a system of arches. It used to fascinate me as you walked along there. And it was like looking into a very backward, old-fashioned place. One Sunday, he took me down there, because he was like a shift foreman. Later, perhaps in later years, shift foreman, he was charge hand or something. He took me down there, and it was as near to hell as you could ever get, where they used to open these oven doors and pull the coke out, and they used to stand on a little base and all the white molten coke was going round, and they used to go down the conveyor that is sprayed with water, and they were all stripped to the waist. That was hell. During the war, my father used to do double shifts in there. That's the condition. Never get people to do it now. The only bonus we got as kids, which often affected me bones later on, he used to bring us lime juice home, Rose's lime juice. And they obviously used to be dished, you know, issued with this once a week or whatever it was, and he didn't drink a lot of it. He used to drink his tea. And then he moved on to the second one, the second retort, which was date-wise, I can't exactly tell. I would say it might have been just pre-war, pre-Second World War. He worked in there, and then eventually they came into the new one, which was, in my way of describing it, as the opposite Leyland Avenue. And that must have been built in the 50s. And that was one of the last gas retorts ever built, I believe, in this country. They went initially in white uniform, white boiler suits. And within days, Dad come home with no hair, no eyebrows, burns, blowbacks. And it wasn't as sufficient and as good as it was. Also, he used to get trapped in the lift. There's lots of memories. You know. Anyway, he worked in there. And then in later life, when he got up to, I think he was around 60, unfortunately, he went to work one morning. We just got married, actually. We were living above and around Leyland Avenue. I heard him say, you know, bye to my wife, and he collapsed at work, and we never really saw him again. So that was his history.
And what job did he do at the kennels?
Well, he'd be like a kennel lad, I should imagine. Kennel lad. Yeah. Just he used to go out with hunts, because he used to ride horses, and he used to have a favourite horse. The only thing, when it got to a river and went to go for a river, it all sit down. I always remember him telling me that.
Was there a huntsman there?
I don't recall that, because there was the kennels, then there was the building above, the sportsman's hall. Whether the huntsman lived in there, I don't know. You know, I don't ever remember him saying about huntsmen. Certainly there was. I mean, they used to go out in all their, you know, red tops and maroon tops, whatever it was. So telling you about the foxes at Wall Hall. Somebody somewhere along the line told me that that hunt used to go over to Wall Hall and hunt over there. And if you think of it, so you can go right through the valley to it, it's not so far. You know, that's sort of a day they would have done, you know, hounds and the hunt cutting through. All over Brownies, they'd have gone over Brownies Farm and along, following the river basically. And they could have cut through, I don't know how long it would have took them. Whether it was right or whether that was another dream, I don't know.
They hunted foxes rather than hares or anything
Yeah,
else.
It was a fox hunt anyway.
Do you have any idea what the hunt was called?
Not really, no. It might have been called nunnery. I can only guess. Nunnery hunt. Then when we was going to school up there, to the stables, I mean, this is after the war, obviously. This is in the early 50s. They were still using the stables at one stage, but can't recall the hunt, you know, hounds being in there. Then it became a parking cars and different things. It was right opposite Pierce's Yard, which is another story.